Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I am Emma and I am joined by Daniel today.
Good to be here, Emma. I see you have an interesting story about Sandvik Coromant and their energy efficiency initiatives.
Yes, quite a big claim, right? They're using this software called VISUT Force to make their manufacturing processes more energy efficient.
Opus 4, so what exactly does this software do?
VISUT Force analyzes and optimizes cutting conditions during component machining. This helps them save cycle time and energy consumption.
Wow, that is so cool. They must be using it in some really advanced factories.
Exactly. The Gimo plant in Sweden is a digital lighthouse for the fourth industrial revolution. They have 8760 hours of operation per year, with extensive automation.
Right, so they are using hundreds of industrial robots and automated guided vehicles for night shift operations.
That's right, the whole night shift is unmanned. They have a digital thread that automates everything from customer order to dispatch.
I see, so they have a system that automatically generates programs for robots, measuring systems and machine tools.
Yes, and they use VISUT for verification and simulation. They haven't had any machine crashes in over 10 years of using it.
Impressive. Now they're introducing VISUT Force for program optimization. What are they aiming for with this?
Their bigger ambition is to become carbon neutral by 2035. They want to reduce energy consumption and increase sustainability.
So they're moving beyond simulation and verification to optimization. How does that translate into energy savings?
The reduction of program time means less spindle time, fewer motors running, less coolant pumps in use, and so on.
Right, and their energy consumption is closely monitored. They currently use 56 to 58 MWH of electricity every day.
That's a lot. For comparison, a typical household uses 2.7 MWH per year.
So they did a trial with a drilling product. What were the results?
They saw a 15% reduction in energy consumption. The calculation was based on machining 3 drill holders per hour, with the machine running 16 hours a day.
That's quite a significant saving. How much financially does that translate to?
At an electricity price of 28 cents per kWh, the financial saving would be €3,000 per machine, per year.
Wow, so if they have 10, 20 or 30 machines, the savings could be up to €30,000. €60,000 or €90,000 per annum just from energy consumption reductions.
Exactly, and there are further savings from faster cycle times, extended tool life and increased capacity.
With the trial on just one machine, the potential for the Gimo facility is huge.
The factory has around 400 machines. They've already seen a 12% reduction in cycle time for the drill bodies in their trial.
So they're rolling out the use of VISUT Force to other drill product families. By summer 2024, they'll have 11 machines using the software.
Right, and they mention it's easy to learn. You just select the material, specify some optimization parameters and run it.
That's good to hear. They also had support from CG Tech globally and locally in Sweden.
Yes, that support really helped ensure the success of this project.
So in summary, this initiative by Sandvik Coromant could lead to significant financial and environmental benefits.
Absolutely. And it's a great example of how technology and innovation can drive sustainability in the aerospace and manufacturing industries.
Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Don't forget to check out our website for more updates and to connect with our aerospace community in the Northwest.
Until next time, stay informed and keep flying high.
Bye for now.